Okay.
People here?
No. No, that's not scientific. Make a list. Write the names out. No, that's not the way. Make a list, a complete list, and then we won't take a poll, we'll take a vote. Make a list. Write down the names. You four can be called the core members. I don't want to do it piecemeal. So make a list, no? Four people are here. We want to zero in on, let's say, probably the 10 to 15, what we'll call core members of the Mishnah Berurah Society. Yeah. And then it's hard to identify because it's more than the four people sitting here, but there's certain core members. And then the core members are going to vote if they want it before the first Ma'arav or after the first Ma'arav. Instead of letting the last people who yelled in my ear win, we're going to have a vote of the core members. Don't tell me what you want, please. First, we're going to make a list of the core members. Maybe it'll be 20, maybe it'll be 15, maybe it'll be 10. I don't know yet. Then we'll vote, and that'll be scientific. Kuf Lamed Tes, I count that. I said the last year here sleeping. So we're going to start from Simon Kuf Lamed Tes. Wait a second, all this was recorded. That's terrible. Sunday night, Mishnah Berurah, Simon Kuf Lamed Tes. And we'll start with Se'if. I want to do Sivvav again, at least the Bir Halacha. We'll do it quickly. Sivvav. Simon Baruch Hu Barachos B'Kol Ram, loud. Ramon Balachash Toev. Mishnah Berurah says, Atam, the reason is Kamosha Messiah HaRamar. V'af ha-brachos, in other words, the Ramah is Messiah, that the reason is in order to enable people to answer. There is another reason brought down, that since the Takana was to do it B'tzibur, so if it's not done with 10 people hearing you, so it's not being done B'tzibur, and it's not the proper Kriyas HaTorah, so it's like a bracha levatola. You're not doing it b'tzibur. It's like reading not b'tzibur. But the Ramah's reason is that it's a obligation in order to enable people to answer Baruch Hashem and Baruch V'Yolam Vod. So the Mishnah Berurah is happy with that reason. The Bir Halacha will discuss the other reason. So Atam Kamosha Masayim HaRamah, as the Ramah concludes the sentence, Bafa Brachos Kadei Sheyuchu Kolat Tzibur La'anos Ome. So that's the din. The Ramah says it Legabe Baruchu. The Ramah says it on Baruchu specifically. Mishnah Berurah says the Ramah says it on Baruchu. There's a period. Kamosha Masayim HaRamah period. Then the Mishnah Berurah is talking now. Baruch HaBrachos is also would be the same reasoning. Kadei Sheyuchlu. Kadei Sheyuchlu Kalatzi Burlano Salme. Okay, if Omer Balachash Toez making a mistake, Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Chabdalit says, Lami Omer Baruchu Kshem Balachash. Again, here it's like a pragmatic thing. You're not saying it with 10 people listening, so your Baruchu is like you're not saying it to a Tzibur. Balachash Nikol Kodles Be'asora Tzaisi, Kedin Dovish Vigdusha, then Befochus Me'asora. Find the Mogan Avram, do Adim Bekadish, Lei Shizor, Shloi Lo Omer Balachash Me'hai Taimo. Now, many times you'll see people in shul, Kaddish Yosom, this is very, very prevalent, common, that especially when you have more than one person saying Kaddish, so it'll be a person mumbling Kaddish, and there's no way 10 people are hearing him. So again, that's wrong. It's wrong for two reasons. First of all, it's wrong for three reasons, actually. It's wrong because of the reason we're learning here, it happens to be particularly wrong by Kaddish, because the whole point of Kaddish is to have people answer the Kaddish. Like, that's the whole point, to enable people to say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. That's the schus of Kaddish, is to have people say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. So if you don't have them say it, you're not accomplishing anything. And again, the question is, if it's even called being Ba'asara, if 10 people are not hearing it.
If he's saying it at the same time as everyone else.
So we're Moira, we're assuming Lakula, that since they're saying it in unison, both their voices are heard. But he can't mumble it. He has to say it loud enough that 10 people are hearing him.
You know when to say only, that only works because there's an initial 10 people?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. As we'll see, we'll learn later, well, not here, but we'll learn. In Chelek Aleph we learn, if someone says Baruch Hu and 10 people didn't hear him, then you can't answer. Okay, Sheyishmuhu Ha'om. So the Rama says, so the Yesh Omen that this is taken so seriously, Shetzarech Lachzu L'Baruch B'Kol Ram, you actually have to say the Bracha Ova, Baruch Hu Ova.
Is it very lucky to tell
somebody to do it? What?
The Bir
Halacha is going to talk about the brachas, because we're talking about Hagok Kadesh Shishmo and Biyanu Baruch Hashem and Baruch Yolam Vod. So in the Ramah, I mean, right, wait.
The cover is talking about the
brachas. Right. Medibri Ramah Mashma, the Mishnah Berurah says, of Kotm Chafei, Tisvir Leh Dahayeh Shomim Loi Koi Rak Al Baruch Hu. In other words, to elicit the response of Baruch Hashem Ham Baruch V'Yolam Voed from 10 people is ma'akev, but it's not so, but the omein on the bracha is not so, it's not ma'akev, it's not so essential. V'ayim b'vir aloha ma'shikzati b'zeh. In the Bir Halacha, he takes issue with the idea that by brachos is not so essential, and he says that by brachos also it should be essential, because again we're not dealing so much with the amen, but the idea that the brachos have to be ba'asara, and if 10 people don't hear it, it's not being ba'asara.
Mr. Bruce is saying that the word sarich machter barich, it means barachon. That was Mr. Bruce saying in the Chaver.
Read the Ramah. That's how in the interpretation of the Ramah. Look at the Ramah. Kedei Sheyishmuhu Om V'Yanu Baruch Hashem Ham Baruch V'Yolam Voed.
Excuse me, that's going on the first half.
Anyway, okay. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Medivei Aramah Mashma Desfir Lei Dahayei Shomrim Lei Koi Rak Al Baruch Avu V'Baruch Hosein Amach V'Diyavid. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is learning in the Ramah.
No.
Well, that's a bracha. Baruch Hu Hashem Ham Baruch is Mavarek. The problem is, the Ramah should not have said what he said. So some Akronim learn Hu Hadin. Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn like that. That's if 10 people did hear it. Hainuk Shomar Barchu, Abu Bishomar Chazon, I only help with him in the Zions of Cotton Bays and Mishabur. We are Lokomish Zam to Shom that he says you could answer. In other words, if 10 people hear, if they come in and they hear, if you come and you hear people responding, so you can, if 10 people heard and they are responding, Baruch Hashem and Baruch Yolam Boed, you can respond with them as well.
Even though you didn't hear.
Right. That's what Mishnah Berurah's maskana is. That you could, if you're walking into shul and you're seeing the tzibur responding, Baruch Hashem Ham Baruch V'Yolam Voed, or Yehesh Mei Rabbah for that matter, you can respond also. You can join in. Now the Bir Halacha talks about, is it, in the Lashon Zeh he starts off saying, like you said, it's mashma the brachas also tzorich l'achzor l'barech. Vayim b'li o'rabash o'tomei olav. If you call a rayas, shevi v'beiseisu v'shem ari avu, v'en emurcha klal, v'en emur sham kim baruchu. V'onusku sham brachas klal. V'en divi o'ramah, shekosim v'dei shishma om v'chulu, v'onosan tam, rakal baruchu v'lol ha'brachas. Ubemis Nagos Maimini Ferexime Chusilo is Pei, Shem Rebbe Lizumi Mitz, Kamke Mashma, Denehidu Lechatchiva Vavadai gam abrachos achlema b'kol rom, avu b'diyebe dein ma'akev v'ayin shom. Chem esefa chasidim simreish nandala, shekoz avatam dimoy ma'abrachos b'lachas, avi glazul osan mitzvus. Mashman gam gen nidi yisura ika, avu al-koponam en atzorach lachsul b'borech mitam zeh. Umikomokom says the Vira Locha, Av Shama Korshe, did the day series of Yishlitzchais, Kamashkot, El Yorabo, Mikar Adin Yeshli is stopping Bazafalin Yim Adiyabit. The Chivin Abrachos Eilul, in this Kudu called Iker El, and they cover that Torek Shekori Bet Sibur, the whole point of the Brachos is the reading it, is the Shekori Bet Sibur, when you're reading the Torah, but with the Asara. Find that the Shekori Bet Sibur, Yeshachabdok, Kabbalam is Aramaic phrase. It means Kineged Ha'am. The Bo Allah Bro Hodo Bifnei Atzma. Then came my Kabbalu Zek Shoyman Bein Oilu Bein Atzmoi Bein Atzibra Shoyman. The brackets gum. Matosi Ba Meiri Smar Godol Ayei Shoyman. Shemebi B'Shochan Oruch. Ish Meforshim Shaman Achnosim. Okay. Baal smach peiriz zeh nogu b'tzofes l'vorch kol beinani l'shmiel l'kolos ha'brachas ad kamashono ha'yoytze mikol zeh da'afte b'diyevet m'stavr da'im lach zeh l'vorch b'tzofik brachas l'hokel mikomukom nulmad mikol zeh godel l'achiv ha'kol ponam l'chatchiv. He holds back from saying that logically and from all of these rayas you have to say the brachas over again if you didn't say it b'asorah. But he says, certainly you should learn out the importance of doing so. Baruch Hu,
we would repeat or we wouldn't repeat?
So Baruch Hu is Mashmah L'chul Yamah, we would repeat. The Achronim, there are later Achronim that hesitate about that also.
It's Tom and a Yesh.
The chicken. They don't want, they're a little nervous and they say,
Tom and
a
Yesh.
But my say they don't. But the Ramah seems to agree with it. The way the Ramah is set up. And the Mishnah Berurah also, the Bir Halacha, seems to say yes. But Lamaisa, everybody chickens out and says, well, maybe it's better than that. Maybe it's better than that. No.
But it's completely different. You know, we've got on the road.
It's not Rashi's chat.
Right.
Okay. Zion, what?
Nanta brings down like the whole Ramco speaker microphone.
Yeah.
He said Shlomo Zalman was mocking not to make Yerkes Harrison into the microphone. Unless there were 10 that could hear him.
Yeah, right. I've seen the Brisker, the Sadrei Kiddushin, are all mocked. Yeah. But again, the only problem would be is if there's no 10 people close enough to hear his voice, which if you've ever been by a chuppah is extremely unlikely. Because everybody's like, that's something else. That's why by every drift you have that issue. Okay. Siv Zion. What do you want to know about? The bottom line is that the bracha you're certainly not going to repeat. Baruch Hu L'maisa, you're not going to repeat. You know the Mishnah Berurah seems to say like that. You want to know the bottom line. Does he say anything about that? The bottom line is that they don't repeat it. But the funny thing is, like, you know, some chasaira many times. Because chasaira is when you don't have 10 people listening.
When the end of the thing, everyone's
you don't have people listening. You've made small groups all around. The noise is deafening. Nobody's listening. It's a big balagan. The kids are running. The thing becomes a huge playground. So makpid. You're supposed to be makpid. It's brought down in halacha. You're supposed to be makpid, and we are. We're pretty good. I think we have that. That 10 adults, 10 over bar mitzvah people should be by every group, like listening, and the balkari should say it loud enough that those 10 people could hear. Like, we're pretty good about that. We try very hard. We're pretty good. It, like that, it works. What I say. Okay. Siv Zion. Maybe we stop the minute that every kid gets an aliyah. That's what they make Kol Anorim for. Everybody makes the bracha together. What do they have to have? The real Kol Anorim is for that reason, because you're not going to wait for 200 kids to get aliyahs. So everybody gathers together and they make together the bracha. That's Kol Anorim. That's all. Like the Mishaberach. Like Mishaberach Lachola. You do the same thing by the bracha. Okay.
Is it only here to show?
What? Kol Anorim?
No, the little kids get
aliyahs. Everywhere. America? What? Maybe in Chicago they never heard of the minhag, but my whole life, about every kid looks forward to Simchas Torah. He got to get that aliyah. Then he freezes up and he gets the aliyah, and you go. And certainly the 10 people don't hear him. Forget about that.
What's the kavod?
Here, any kid who wants to do what we let do it. I don't think we have a color page.
Yeah,
would it be?
You know, I would love to say I have to be able to say the bracha, you have to be able to read from the Sefer Torah.
Yeah. We have seen them.
I grew up that on Simchas Torah, you allow a lot of things that are also kind of less they see it. It's brought down in halacha.
Because it's the rabbanon. Here we don't have such a.
No, they. Look, it's already brought down in halacha. Things we do, right? We clap and dance, and you bring your sefer Torah to a room, just for that one-time basis. There's a couple things that's brought down. What?
Not to be marked about
Levi after. Right, just about aliyahs. It's a mess. It's a mess. I agree. It's a mess. Zion. Akasha Anu Ha'om Baruch Hashem Hamavarach Yorom Boed. So I missed the whole argument here because I was I sort of collapsed. So I'm not sure what the argument was. Chayza Hamavarach Vayim Baruch Hashem Hamavarach Yorom Boed. Kedei Lichol Hamavarach Hashem Hamavarach Yorom Boed. This is a machlekes Rishonim. If it's necessary, or if the word Hamavoyrach is enough, because he's saying Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavoyrach. So maybe the word Hamavoyrach is enough that he is not excluding himself from being from the Mavorachim. But the Mechaber Paskin is not like that. It's Machlokes Rishonim. The Mechaber Paskin that he does repeat it. Okay? Mishnah Brurah of Katan Chavches. Ayliel Shom Sifkot Dalid Mashuk Osavki Shom. This is the guy be saying Amen. You have to Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu and Boed. Some say it, some don't say it. What? Vaitem?
There's a Machlokas Rishonim that if you don't do it like you do on Mariv.
Oh, if the Mavarach has to repeat, Baruch Hashem Hamavarach, Yom Boaz.
Oh, that's the Machlok, it's even on Mari.
Yeah. Because he's saying already Hamavarach. Maybe his Hamavarach is already being called out himself to call Hamavarach.
Certainly, you have to say the whole
sentence. So, the issue is that some people have the minute to answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur. After he says Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu Boed. So that's different minhagim. Everybody should do what their minute is.
Even
a
Marv.
What?
Even a Marv.
Even.
And Marv and Shachrit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I grew up. You don't do it.
You don't.
No, don't. It's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, and Gimel. it's mentioned that you shouldn't say it. Alfilu Berech Berchus HaTorah Liyat. They used to say a wall the Chazan saying Kaddish on him. The Chazan was gargling Kaddish. It was like the Yom Leirah. Alfilu Berech Berchus HaTorah Liyat. So you can have a situation theoretically where a guy says Berchus HaTorah. The take of Kru'uhu Likreis B'Torah. So Chlachzul Lebarach HaShabach HaBonu Kishkari B'Torah. So it's not, in other words, the bracha he made is the bracha he made. Really, you can solve the whole thing by saying, Yivarechecha and Eilu Dvarim on your way up to the Torah. Then you used up, so to speak, the Torah, and now you're a regular person who said the Torah in the morning, and you got an aliyah. So the Mechab is talking about a theoretical case where you didn't have time to do that.
Cohen came early for the second minute. Forgot Cohen for the first minute. He showed up for the second minute. But they called him up. They didn't know he's just getting started.
Yeah,
he
I'm saying.
But he hasn't said Brichas HaTorah. That's a good question. He hasn't said Brichas HaTorah yet to the Yotze.
That's the next.
That's the next. That's
the next. Or this could happen. No, you don't know what I mean. I mean, what? The reason it's unlikely that this din that we just learned should kick in, because if the Mavarech of Birchas HaTorah learned or said the appropriate psukim, then there's no special din, then he's like everybody else in shul. So the case of the Shulchan Aruch has to be very specific, and he didn't have time, that he couldn't have said even those psukim that one normally says at the Birchas HaTorah. He was immediately called up. So in effect, he's saying mamish the two brachas one after another. So that's why it's the havamin of a problem. But the point of the Shulchan Aruch is that there's no problem because there's a takana and they call it a tayra. So the takana is not put off by the fact that he just made his bichas tayra. The take of karu haimish v'omar shum pasuk achar kach. That's the point here, or else he's like everybody else. The Mishum Kavod HaTorah Rishon Olam of the Bahavi Zubracha Yisertov can't consider the Bracha Lavatola Bracha Yiseret the Mikavod Kom Gdei Slo Yiyya Bracha Rishon Begdi because of the Prichad of Chesho Yachreinim. Come on, try to say at least one Pasuk Gimme the Yiri Likar Al Kapolam Pasuk Yechad Kon Yivarecha Derech Yiluch Ol Seif HaTorah something, spit it out, come on. Okay, Sif Test. This is already the opposite case. Im karu likros b'torah kodem sheyivarek b'chus HaTorah liatzmoy kvar niftam l'vorek b'chus asher bocha bonu when he makes the bracha on the Torah, then when he goes back to his own davening, he does not have to make asher bocha bonu anymore. L'leigorem im yishniftam b'yav ha-rabo. Well, we have a concept that the Brichas HaTorah can be exempted by a different bracha. Now, it's not exactly the same. A tzushtel, because when it's exempted, like by Abba Rabba, then you don't make any brachas. Abba Rabba takes care of both brachas, because you say the same, b'lidenu, l'hovinu, l'haskil. You have like the equivalent of a harev noh. And then asher b'chabonu, you have b'chabonu, b'chatim, k'lam, b'lashon. So you have those two brachas. But here, so it's not really a tushtel, but we're saying that you could be yaitza using other brachas. So here also he could be yaitza that bracha with his aliyah. Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Test. The yaitza b'mesha berach ala tar brachazud, loigor m'mishanitza, k'mavur liyab, z'mimen zayin, z'mimen zayin. Because of achrayim, z'mikom kolom d'mimen gambi v'nitza b'ab rabba, it's obviously not the same. Doesn't yaitza b'day gambi chos ha-shay kudish ala b'mitzo z'mizvon ala, so kudreis ara, v'gam ha-arab no. Because the words in Abba Rabba, there are phrases in Abba Rabba reminiscent of those two brachas. That's why. It's not magic. It's because there are words there that are reminiscent of those brachas. He says the other two brachas, and he leaves out Asher Bacha Bonu. One or two. Fire more. Okay, stop here.
I'm going to go for the spot when you write it down.